Hello. So here we are. We're in the final lecture. So I just want to tell you, I'm so proud of you for making it this far. You have done such a great job, and thank you for your time and attention. So we have talked a lot about management functions. We have talked about a lot of things related to firm performance. I want to introduce a new term, and that's strategic leadership. And just spend a few minutes talking about some of the qualities of a strategic leader, whether that's CEO or whether that is you somebody else in your organization, or, you know, no matter what level you are, you can certainly be a strategic leader. In fact, one of your videos from this week is from Drew Dudley, who talks about everyday leadership and how every single person is a leader, regardless of who you are and what your positional power and authority is. So I'm a firm believer that every single person is a leader. You may not have a formalized role of leader, but you're certainly a leader in your church, in your home, among your friends group, among your peer group. You're a strategic leader. As you'll see in the Drew Dudley video, you're a leader around people you don't even know that you're leading. So leading comes down to one word, really. It comes down to one word, and that is influence. So when we talk about leadership, when we talk about this concept of leadership, we're really, what we're talking about is influence. So strategic leadership is the ability to influence others to voluntarily make decisions that enhance the prospects of an organization's long-term success while maintaining short-term financial stability. So that's a definition. There's other definitions that are out there, but remember, influence. So strategic leadership refers to a manager's potential to express a strategic vision for the organization or part of the organization and to motivate and persuade being influence, others to acquire that vision. Strategic leaders create organizational structure, allocate resources, and express strategic vision, which we talked about. There have been some discussions about some of the traits and characteristics that a strategic leader would have. I'm going to show these. I agree with some, I disagree with others, and I will discuss them with you. So loyalty, I think it says powerful and effective leaders demonstrate their loyalty to their vision by their words and actions. One of the things that this is saying is strategic leadership involves loyalty to the vision, but I would argue that it also extends to loyalty to your employees. And without your employees, without communication, without those strong kind of things, you are not going to have success in executing your vision. So leadership absent of communicating and articulating the vision and different policies, and then taking care of your people, which are executing that vision, is a short-sighted definition of loyalty. You will see that further as we go. It is mentioned in other ways, but loyalty is certainly not just about loyalty to the vision by your words and actions, but loyalty to your employees as well. This says that efficient and effective leaders basically keep themselves updated. They understand what's going on in their organization. They understand trends. I think we've talked a lot about that in this class. The need to look at trends, the need to make sure that you are following the trends, and the need to constantly be doing that environmental scanning and paying attention to the internal and external factors that exist. So certainly, keeping themselves updated and understanding where the firm's at and what their firm's doing is a characteristic or a trait of the strategic leader. It talks about making wise use of your power. What kind of power you have. Talked about coercion versus consent. Again, this is about voluntarily influencing. That's why I read that definition first. Certainly, you have positional power over somebody. Certainly, you can make somebody do something, and you can influence them to do something. But it's a lot better if it's their idea, if they're motivated by it, if they're following the direction, they're rowing in the same boat, and they're the ones that own whatever that idea is. So, the concept of going in and making sure that your team understands what your vision is, making sure that your team is following your vision is critically important. Having a wider perspective outlook, we certainly talked about this as well throughout the class. You have to know a lot about a lot. There's this theory, and it's Katz. Forget the name of it. Katz. Let's see if I can find it. Three skills approach. There it is. So Katz's three skills approach basically says, let's try and find, yep, here, this will work. So Katz's three skills approach talks about how the higher you go, the more kind of skills that are needed. So top management does not need a lot of technical skills, but they need human skills because they need to know how to lead and motivate people, and they also need conceptual skills, where middle management kind of needs to know all three, and then supervisory doesn't really need to look at the conceptual skills, but focus more on the technical skills and the human skills. So Katz came up with these three skills and these three skill components, and that's one of the things that this leadership that we're talking about, that's that wide outlook and having that wide perspective. Motivation. So this is talking about the leader, but let's apply this to a follower as well. A strategic leader maybe should have some zeal for the work they're doing, but they should also know how to motivate others. Not everybody is motivated by money. Certainly money is important to live, but I can tell you from my perspective, that money is not my primary motivation. I am motivated by making a difference in this world and helping people out, doing things that are different. Certainly, money is important, and I need to be able to take care of my responsibilities, but money is not the only thing. And a good strategic leader understands that. For the organization, and also understands that for their individual employees, and understands how to best use their skill set and motivate them in a way that makes sense to help them carry out that strategic vision. Compassion. So you have to have compassion. You got to understand the feelings and views of your subordinates and make decisions considering them. Sometimes this one's a little bit tougher. I can say that in my life, I've certainly had very compassionate leaders, and I've had leaders that weren't so compassionate. And, going back to motivation and going back to my values, I have to make sure that they align with my leaders and they align with the organization. So if I found that my leader did not have compassion for me, did not understand where I was coming from, did not make an effort, then certainly I would not be part of that organization for a long time. Certainly there are other things that I could do. As LeBron James famously said one time, I could take my talents to South Beach. So certainly having compassion for your workers is very, very important. Self-control. This is a difficult one, I think. Certainly, there have been people that have been very successful in leadership roles that have not had a lot of self-control. I can think of a couple examples. I won't mention them now, but I'm sure you can think of some examples as well of people who have been very... who have been accused of not having a lot of self-control, both in giving in their impulses and being very cruel. And certainly that's not the way we want to operate as a strategic leader. Social skills. So this says must be friendly and social, but I wouldn't say that. What I would say is that you got to understand how to work with people and talk to people and operate with people. You got to understand how to be able to sell yourself. You have to be very adaptable in social situations. So this is one I don't really agree with. I would not consider myself a social person. As a general rule, I'm an extreme introvert, and actually I wouldn't consider myself very friendly either, but I'm an extreme introvert, so it's hard for me to be social all the time. So yes, there are times and places where I need to exhibit social time, and I need to be active and out there and friendly and doing those things, but there's also times that I need to retract and bring in, and it's understanding those situations when it's okay to retract and retreat, and then understanding those situations where it's okay to get out there as well. Self-awareness, and this goes into self-awareness, is understanding your own moods and emotions. I have things to help me with that. Obviously, measuring my tone all day long and understanding how I sound to others, how I come off to others, that's critically important. So that is an important skill. Self-awareness, we just talked about, but readiness to delegate. So I was having a conversation with somebody, and they were saying that they are not a very good leader. And I said, well, that's interesting. Why would you say that? And they said, well, because I don't want to delegate, and I would rather do it myself. And I'm allowing my perfectionist tendencies to take over to it gets to the point where what I will do is I would rather have somebody sitting next to me watching me do something than doing it myself. And I said, wow, well, that's obviously something you need to work on. And they agreed. You got to understand that you cannot, and there's this term in the academic world, I really don't like it. It's called being the sage on the stage, meaning you have all the knowledge and you're off and you're doing this and that. I really don't like that term, but you can't always be the stage on the stage. You got to realize that you need a team of people to execute that vision, especially as you go from one person, you hire others, you hire others, you hire others, you hire others. You got to delegate them, and you got to empower them, and you got to allow them to have freedom to bring up ideas and to do things that are different and to make sure that they understand that vision. If somebody understands that vision and you hire the right person and you have that good, trusting relationship with them, then they're going to be able to execute, and they're going to be able to execute in very, very, very powerful ways. You have to be articulate. You have to be able to articulate the vision. You got to be able to articulate to other stakeholders or shareholders. You got to have very good awareness. Like, you know, you're watching this video, and I'll certainly watch it later, but I know I'm like, you know, I'm over here, and I'm scratching myself, and I'm saying and all those things. Like, you know, you got to understand how you're coming off in front of other people. So as a strategic leader, you have to understand this concept. Reliability, consistency. You have to be consistent. You have to stick to your vision. You have to stick to your plan. But you have to be willing to be adaptable. And that's something that's not on this list is, yes, you have to have consistency to head toward your vision, but you got to be adaptable with how to get there. And you have to be willing to change things and move things and do things differently if necessary to make sure that you are successful. And that goes to also the concept of anticipating. You have to be able to anticipate the challenges and see beyond the horizon. And we talked about that a lot, is you gotta be able to do some horizon scanning, and you gotta understand what is out there and what is beyond. And as a strategic leader, you gotta be able to anticipate what's the next business model and be able to execute that. You have to be able to challenge. You have to be able to challenge that status quo. You have to be able to look at something, and you need to say, no, that's not acceptable. And you have to take what is and realize that that in the future things are going to be different, and you can't do business as usual. You know, one of the terms that you hear a lot in Six Sigma that is challenged, and it's personally a term I don't like to hear, is, well, why do you do it that way? Well, that's the way it's always been done. Well, that's not a good answer. I mean, it's really not. That's the way it's always been done. Well, why? Why has it always been done that way? Is there a better way? Can we change? Can we make things better? Can we gain those efficiencies to get that competitive advantage to succeed as an organization? You got to be able to interpret. As a strategic leader, you're going to get a lot of information. And you got to be able to wade through what is real, what is not real. I just got a text from somebody, actually. Let's see if I kept it. When we were on break, and this person started a new job, so I'm gonna cover that part. But they started a new job, and they texted me and said, "Hey, I was almost scammed by somebody. I thought somebody actually wanted something. So this person wrote them and said, as the CEO of the company, and said, let me know if you're available at the moment. I'm in a meeting. I can't take a call right now, but I need you to run a quick task for me." And then they named their name. And then they said, "I want you to go to a store that sells Apple gift cards and buy a bunch," et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, it went down and down. But you got to be able to interpret and know what is real, what is not real. Now, that is a very extreme example. But think about it. As a leader, you got to be able to analyze and interpret and know, especially when it comes to the strategic direction of your company, you got to be able to know what information is real, what information is not, and then how you can use that information for, again, that competitive advantage. You got to be able to be decisive. You have to know that the decisions that you have to make a decision. Sometimes no decision is a decision, but you got to be decisive. If you have an opportunity to buy another company, you remember we talked about mergers and acquisitions, or sell off your company, part of your company, you're going to have to make a decision. You're going to have to sit back and go, this is what the market's saying. This is what's happening. Yeah, I think it's a good time to buy that company and to diversify a little bit. You got to be able to align, and that goes back to, this was talked about in that graphic I showed, but you got to be able to align, and you got to be able to discuss, align your people around the vision. You got to be able to get stakeholder buy-in. You have to be able to do those things. You have to be able to learn. You do have to learn. That's something that's critically important, is organizational learning, institutional learning. You have to constantly be reading and learning and adapting. And then the final thing I will add, and again, this has kind of been discussed, but I want to discuss it in a different way, is to say that as a strategic leader, you have to be able to communicate. You have to be able to communicate to your people, and you have to be able to see the strategic vision of moving forward. So, there's a lot of ways to do that. Certainly, there's a lot of different leadership theories that are out there, from transactional leadership, laissez-faire leadership, there's transformational leadership. My favorite is servant or values-based leadership as a model, where you put the needs of the followers first. But one of the ones that I think is the best in this situation is situational leadership, which means that you got to adapt your leadership style to the different people. So you got to have high emotional intelligence, and you got to understand how to communicate to people, how to give them the resources that they need to be effective in their job. And ultimately, it's all to execute that strategic vision for your company. So as we close, I hope you have gained a lot of knowledge from this class. Certainly, this topic is very complex, very, very complex. So, certainly I understand the complexity of this class. And I hope this overview gave you a good idea about how to implement strategy in your own company, in your own life, in your own mission field, and the things that you can do to be a strategic leader and a strategic manager and a strategic thinker moving forward. So thank you so much for your time and attention in this class, and let us close in prayer one final time. Heavenly Father, just want to thank you for this class. I want to thank you for each individual in it. I want to thank you for what they have accomplished here today, Lord. They have just gone through an entire 12 modules, and what an accomplishment that is, Lord. So I just want to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you for the successful completion of this class. Thank you for the part that I've been able to play in it, and certainly the part that they've played in it.
Lord, I pray that you will bless each individual in this class moving forward, that you will help them to be powerful witnesses for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, class, so much for this opportunity. Thank you to Christian leaders for giving me this opportunity to speak with you. And I just, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to thank you for trusting me with part of your education and learning from me. So thank you, and enjoy the rest of your studies.